call, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. You can text, hear the rules of engagement for the program. You can text me at 33103. Just text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. There you'll find all of the icons to follow me on social media. You can get the podcast there. You can stream us live there. And you can also, by going to that site, you can also... we've put up a map. The great folks at Premier have put together a map that shows all of the affiliates, interactive maps. You can look at the map of the United States and click it on, find your local affiliate and what time they air the program. Many of the affiliates air the program two or three times over the weekend. So, and I would also remind you that that means that you can text me anytime you want to. The text line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're listening on the podcast, or you're listening, you know, this afternoon or this evening, or you're listening tomorrow, or, you know, whenever you might be listening, feel free to text me, comments, questions, or whatever. Just kind of give me a little context so I kind of know what you're talking about. So over the past several weeks, I've had, I don't know, probably a maybe 18 or 20 different requests, media requests, to go on different cable shows, radio programs, TV programs, and others, and talk about Hurricane Ian. That went through the, went up through Florida, a couple of weeks ago. And it was a hefty hurricane. There's no question about it. And it caused a lot of damage. Now, hurricanes cause damage today because we have so developed this in Florida in particular, but the coastlines in general, we have really developed these areas. We've built, you know, condominiums, hotels, resorts, there's highways, there's bridges, there's amusement parks. There's everything that you can imagine. And as time has progressed, that development has become more and more expensive. So when a hurricane blasts through an area, whether it be the Outer Banks or blasts through Boston or blasts through, you know, Georgia, Savannah, wherever it might be, the damage is going to be high, even if it's a minor hurricane, because the damage it causes is more expensive, not because of the increasing so-called strength of the storm and not because of climate change, but because actually there's more infrastructure and development to destroy or damage. And I've turned down every single one of those requests, save one, and that was Neil Cavuto on Fox News, and I simply did Neil's program because Neil and I are friends. And so I did it out of a courtesy to a friend. But the others I just turned down. Because I'm just not in the mood to listen to a bunch of numbnuts on the other end of the microphone or the TV camera to ask me about climate change. I've been proven to be that was probably a good choice to make. Because over the past several weeks, most of the dominant media have claimed the hurricanes are becoming more expensive, more frequent, and more intense because of climate change. Here are just a few examples. The Financial Times reports that hurricane frequency is on the rise. The New York Times claimed strong storms are becoming more common in the Atlantic Ocean. That was just demonstrably false. The Washington Post, climate change is rapidly fueling super hurricane. Oh, it's a super hurricane now. You ever been in any hurricane? You ever been in a tornado? You ever been in a flood? You ever been in a wildfire? I mean, I think about the wildfires in California, the wildfires in the Pacific Northwest, the wildfires in Montana, the wildfires in Colorado. If you've never been in a wildfire, you don't know what superstorm is. They're incredible, particularly where the forests are mismanaged. ABC News declared, here's how climate change intensifies hurricanes. And then both the Financial Times and the New York Times had graphs that purported to show rising hurricane frequency, and they were using data from the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, commonly referred to as the acronym NOAA. Every single claim is false, absolutely false. And it drives me nuts, the kind of propaganda that we're having to put up with when it comes to climate change. The increasing cost of hurricane damage, as I said, is easily explained. More people, more property, that are in harm's way. Think about Miami Beach compared to a century ago. Once you even adjust for rising wealth, there is no trend of increasing damage. Claims of hurricanes are becoming more frequent? That's also wrong. Even NOAA writes, the same source that the New York Times bastardized and misinterpreted what NOAA said, NOAA says that after adjusting for a likely undercount of hurricanes in the pre-satellite era, meaning before we had satellites up in the air that could see these hurricanes forming off the Horn of Africa, coming across the Atlantic Ocean, and then developing into these storms and either going into the Gulf of Mexico or going up the eastern seaboard, NOAA says that adjusting for a likely undercount of hurricanes in the pre-satellite era, there is essentially no long-term trend in hurricane counts. The evidence for an upward trend is even weaker if we look at the U.S. landfalling hurricanes, which even show a slight negative trend beginning from 1900 or the late 1800s. What's more, NOAA expects a 25% decline in hurricane frequency in the future. Okay, then let's think about intensity of hurricanes. So I have been, because of my former job as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I've been in these storms, Cat 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. NOAA says the same thing about intensity. Listen to this. Quote, after adjusting for changes in observing capabilities, limited ship observations in the pre-satellite era, there is no significant long-term trend since the 1880s in the proportion of hurricanes that became major hurricanes. Bottom line, we conclude that the historical Atlantic hurricane data at this stage do not provide compelling evidence for a substantial greenhouse warming-induced century-scale increase in the frequency of tropical storms, hurricanes, or major hurricanes, or in the proportion of hurricanes that do become major. That's the government's own data. NOAA goes on to predict a 5% increase in hurricane intensity by the year 2100. 5% increase by 2100. But no increase in intensity is totally detectable. It's certainly not detectable today. And the best available science forecasts today that the slight increase in overall hurricane intensity in the future won't be because there are more intense hurricanes, but rather because hurricanes overall will decline more than intense hurricanes, both Category 4 and 5. So as a result, there will be a greater proportion of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes than you'll have of hurricanes in the categories of 1, 2, or 3. So, to put it in layman's terms, the relative intensity of hurricanes will increase even as the total number of hurricanes and the total number of intense hurricanes actually declines. So I've wondered. I know that natural disasters are always a way for the media to hyperventilate about climate change. And it's always bugged me because there are real victims behind those tragedies. When a wildfire goes burning through a small town in California and completely burns it down, or for that matter, when grass fires or forest fires in Colorado completely devastate towns, burn everything to the ground, you see nothing but the chimneys. Or tornadoes, indiscriminately rip through Tornado Alley. It gives the media something to go hyperbolic about. But why? What about the lie? Why all the lie? Over the last several weeks, these media outlets have claimed that hurricanes are becoming more expensive, more frequent, and more intense because of climate change. It's simply not true. Is it possible that journalists are ignorant of current climate science? Perhaps some are. But mainstream news media outlets have been covering climate change and hurricanes for the last 20 years. And for the last 20 years, I've heard that, you know, we've run out of time. Or in the next 3 years, the next 5 years, whatever it is, if we don't do something, that we've reached the end. No, I don't think so. So here's what I'd like to do. Let's take a break. But I want you to think about four of the main ways that the media misleads the public about climate change. And let's use hurricanes as the example, because I think they are indeed a great example. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you for a minute. I want to talk to you about whether or not you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun. I understand that. That's why I want all of you to learn about Hero non-lethal products. I love these products. Hero is a maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. I first endorsed these products, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. It's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact. That causes the attacker intense pain, mental confusion, and just uncontrollable coughing. They drop to the ground in agony. It gives you time to escape. All Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And now, Hero2020.com has a new product that I love called the Arrow. Now, this Arrow looks like a small remote control, but it shoots. I've tried this. It's fantastic how it works. It shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates intense burning sensation on contact. And it also includes a 120-decibel alarm that alerts others that you need help. Now, both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry two. My wife carries one. I want you to get one today for yourself, your spouse, maybe a daughter at college or your son that's working the late shift, or anybody you know who needs extra protection, but they don't want to carry a gun. Go online to Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Online, the Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite. 241-3474.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find all the information you need to know right there. Dig through that page. So we're talking about this hurricane season, which is coming to an end next month. And Hurricane Ian that went through Florida and caused the media to go apoplectic. I mean, literally apoplectic. So the question I've always often wondered, is it possible that journalists are just ignorant of climate science? I think some are. But I also think that they're invested in the propaganda of climate change. Now, as I've said a bazillion times in my 15 years on radio, I don't deny that the climate changes. I believe that it does. In fact, well, if I don't believe that it does, I know that it does because scientific evidence shows us that it has in the past. But we're not in a warming period. We're actually in a cooling period, but we can't recognize that because these periods last so much longer than our own lives that we're myopic. We've got blinders on. And because the media just inundates us with this all the time, we can't see the before and after. We can't see this grand timeline of climatology that we're on. The information of hurricane costs, frequency, or intensity, that's not hidden away somewhere. You can find all of this. It's actually been summarized. This is what fascinates me. You've heard of the international... whatever the UN thing is, the IPCC, the International Panel on Climate Change, the IPC, they put out all these reports about climate change. But nobody ever really reads the reports. If you actually read the reports, you'd realize that the same source that the climate cultists argue about climate change is actually empirically showing you that it's not true. I want you to think about four main ways that the media, and you could almost apply this, I don't think you could in every instance, But I think this is a good, these four ways are four ways that the media lies to us about a lot of things, not just climate, but I'm applying it today to climate. As I go through them, I want you to think about other topics and how the media might also be misleading you about these other topics. That will help you become an even better consumer of news, a more discerning consumer of news. It'll help you in your critical thinking. Number one, you misrepresent the data. Misrepresent data showing improved observations of hurricanes, mainly because we now have satellites. We have these, you know, the planes that fly. That was the one thing I never got to do that I always wanted to do. My friends and family think I'm nuts. But these hurricane planes that NOAA sends through the hurricane, just bouncing around. I mean, if you think turbulence on your flight from LAX to LaGuardia was rough one time, you ought to watch the videos of these hurricane planes. I mean, you're just bouncing all over the place until you hit the eye. And then you hit the eye of the hurricane, and it's smooth and quiet. And then, bam, you hit it again. So we've got those observational tools, and we got the satellite tools. So misrepresenting data showing improved observation of hurricanes as evidence of more frequent hurricanes, you just misrepresent the data. Or second, misrepresent the hypotheses. Example, some hurricanes may become more intense by 2100. Present that as facts in the present without mentioning that median projections suggest a decrease in all categories of storms. Misrepresent the hypothesis. Or three, you cherry-pick the data. You cherry-pick the data to present trends in a relatively recent period since the 1980s and ignore the fact that there is a much longer-term data set available that would show you that, oh, actually, they're not increasing in intensity. You know how that works. You take a timeline from, let's say, 1800 to 2000. 1800 to 2000 of almost anything, economic trends, political trends, social trends, whatever. And if you cherry pick which part of that data set you want to use, you're cherry picking the data. Now, there may be substantial, substantive, scientific reasons to select a particular period. But otherwise, if you don't look at the whole data set, then you're just cherry-picking the data. And the fourth and final way, confuse increasing damage with increasing incidence or intensity, even as there's a strong understanding that what and where we build explains all escalating disaster damage. All of them. Pretty easy. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. When we get back, I never knew that parking was a political problem. Oh, man. It's, California? Yeah, it's California again. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 50,000 94% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Goldleaf Nursery Fall Sale starts October 1st and runs through October 15th. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Goldleaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale, 20% off. Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement are pretty easy. You're going to send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. And you go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find everything you need to know there. All the social media icons. You can stream us live there. You can download the podcast. You can find all the affiliate information right there on theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Let's talk about cars for a minute. Now, I've never lived in New York City. And I don't know if I lived in New York City if I would own a car or not. Well, if I lived in, let's be specific, if I lived in Manhattan, I don't know if I'd own a car or not. But where I grew up in the Oklahoma Panhandle, and cars were a necessity. There's no public transportation. It didn't exist. And to get almost anywhere was, you know, was at least a 30-minute drive. Same is true, I live in Denver now, which is where I broadcast my local show and this show. And cars are essential. We don't have a public transit system that would allow me to get from point A to point B without having to go that extra mile or two to get to my final destination. It just, it's not compact enough. And you think about the great cities in California. You think about the great cities in the upper Midwest. These cities are large and they're spread out. And the great thing about a car, about an automobile, is that it gives a person independence. You're not dependent upon, for example, let me give you a local example. If you've ever flown into Denver International Airport, and you want to take the train into downtown Denver, well, good luck. Because what's called RTD's A line is half the time late, inconsistent, or offline. So you're totally at the whim of a government system that is generally broken down, and with maybe the exception of Washington, D.C., where the Washington Metro system, well, it's still broken down in Washington, D.C., but it's at least reliable in terms of the trains run on time. I guess Mussolini must live in D.C. The escalators never work, but the trains run on time. Automobiles give us independence. They allow us to get to and from work, school, entertainment, whatever it is, the grocery store, whatever it might be. Independence. That's the great thing about the automobile. And I think that's why people on the left hate cars. Because they want to shove us into mass transit. They keep trying to shove us into mass transit in Colorado, including the idea of building a high-speed train from the Wyoming border down to the New Mexico border. And I just laugh at it because you know that every goober politician all along the way, every little season will have a stop in his town or her town. So everywhere you go, you're going to get up to about 80 miles an hour, and then boom, you got to come to a stop. It's like the Acela. For those of you that live in the Northeastern Corridor, you take the Acela from Philadelphia to Boston, which I've done on numerous occasions, well, particularly from Washington, D.C. to New York or Washington, D.C. to Boston, you know that the Acela rarely, rarely gets up to 80 miles an hour. You might as well be on I-95 for the speed that it takes the Acela in the Northeast Corridor of the United States, because we just don't have in this country true high-speed rail, because every little pissant politician wants that train to stop in their city. It's why when we built the interstate highway system, there were so many political fights over where would that highway system go. Now, it was designed for a military purpose, for emergencies. So the federal government didn't really care about a certain downtown. They needed to make a beeline from point A to point B. Cars allow independence, and I think that's why on the left don't like them. Now, in California, the war on cars goes beyond forcing people into inferior electric vehicles, which Gavin Newsom is trying to do, but the state's Democrat rulers are also reducing parking. Now, I ran into this story, and I thought, seriously, no. But Sacramento has recently adopted a law that prohibits local governments from setting minimum parking requirements for new buildings within half a mile of a transit hub, such as a rail station or the intersection of two bus lines. California Governor Gavin Newsom says this, quote, housing solutions are also climate solutions. He continues, reducing housing costs for everyday Californians and reducing emissions from cars, that's what we call a win-win. That's what I call stupidity. That's what I call hashtag dumbassery. But I want you to think about what the Democrats in the California Assembly are doing here. They're trying to force Californians into mass transit. What if you don't want mass transit? What if the mass transit theory that you are using only takes you within 2 miles of your ultimate destination, of your workplace? But they don't care about that. They don't give a rat's patoot about that. Isn't it wonderful that just dumb goobers like Newsom are improving the weather by leaving you with no place to park? Maybe this sudden commitment to reducing housing costs might motivate California Democrats to kind of lighten up on all the repressive regulations that have driven them into the stratosphere. Why is housing so unaffordable in California? From the Los Angeles Times, I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh about this. If you're wondering why housing is so unaffordable in Democrat-ruled California, consider what the Tejon Ranch Company has endured in a 20-year battle with environmentalists simply to build homes. Back in 2021, they finally reached an agreement that 19,300 homes that will be net zero regarding harmless and unavoidable carbon emissions. This is what the Los Angeles Times said. The pact between the Tejon Ranch Company and the nonprofit, some people say Tejon, the pact between the Tejon Ranch Company and the nonprofit Climate Resolve comes amid a severe housing crunch across California and removes perhaps the largest roadblock remaining for the 6,700-acre Centennial Project bordering Kern County, about 70 miles north of L.A. But the developers have to deal with more than just the environmentalist activists. They also have to deal with activist judges. The proposal finally won certification 2 years ago from the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, and the company declared that it had been vindicated. But earlier that year, in 2021, Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff rejected the county's approval of the developer's environmental impact report, blocking construction again. Specifically, the judge cited aspects of the environmental review concerning wildfire risk and additional greenhouse gases generated by vehicles. With these kinds of people in charge, you're not allowed to build houses because driving to the house might cause a carbon emission, which might help the plants grow, which might make it too hot, according to the climate cultist religion. Here's how they got them. Here's how the environmental religious nut jobs got the enviro tyrants to let them build houses. The new development, which will not include natural gas hookups, would be designed specifically to combat global warming, according to the agreement the parties reached. Now, at some point, you know that the Tejon Development Company just capitulated. We just want to build houses. And hopefully we'll be able to sell these. Because there'll be some crazy people that will buy them. You couldn't get me to buy a house in Colorado that wasn't fueled by, I don't know, either fuel oil or natural gas. You want me to rely on solar panels? Then are you going to allow me to build a big-ass battery in the backyard the same size as the house that might store enough energy when we go through the winter when there's not very much sunshine? The agreement says, according to the LA Times, the agreement calls for the installation of nearly 30,000 electric vehicle chargers at residences and commercial businesses. In addition, the plan will include other incentives to support the purchase of almost 11,000 electric vehicles, school buses, and trucks. They must have paid off the mafia to get that deal, because it's not a very good deal. The Newhall Ranch Project, Northern L.A., as they tout it as the most environmentally friendly suburban developments ever planned in California. The president of the Tejon Ranch Company says California needs to achieve its climate goals. That's just capitulation. That's pure and simple capitulation. Sorry, California. You're not going to be able to park solely because they want to save the climate. By the way, before we go for a break, the President of the United States was at a manufacturing plant. He's out, you know, it's funny because the President's out campaigning, but he's out campaigning by himself. It's like nobody wants to be around him. It's like he's got the monkeypox or he's got the COVID or he's got something. Nobody wants to be around the President of the United States of America. It's kind of funny because, you know, when Bush was running both in 2000 and in 2004, everybody wanted to be around him. But nobody wants to be around Biden. He had this to say. I'll just end with this.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Yes.
Made in America.
Let me start off with two words.
Made in America.
I don't know. It's that new
made
math.
Made in America.
Yeah, it's the new math. I don't know. Made in America. Two words. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. I got to go study my math. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. You can train without ammunition at home using the Mantis X. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm and gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on improving your technique. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X, a must-have for every responsible gun owner. Dramatically improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have all of you with me this weekend. Appreciate you tuning in every weekend. The reporters at MSNBC occasionally get caught off guard when they're having discussion about gas prices and inflation and how that's hampering job growth. Sometimes they get answers that they don't expect, like this one.
Going to be tough move. To the election.
And Doug, let's talk about gas prices, because gas prices were going up even in anticipation of all the signals coming from OPEC Plus, the Saudis and the Russians. And then it happened, their announcement, you know, in terms of 2 million barrels a day, that is a lot. And so it's a real gut punch from the Saudis. And it shows that they are siding with Russia on Ukraine. And this, you know, helps Russia continue to get war profits, oil profits for the war. It helps Iran as prices go up because they're still managing to trade despite sanctions. And it really totally screws the White House going into the midterms.
Well, it's certainly bad news for the White House. I mean, the most visible inflation is gasoline. And we've seen how potent that can be politically in the past. The real wild card here is, in fact, China. China has slowed dramatically. Many people think they're actually in a recession, and that explains the weakness of global oil prices, and they're now trying to shore that up by cutting back on production. If China recovers, we're going to see reduced supply and a big jump in demand, and that would be a quite dramatic moment. We get a big spike in oil prices and gasoline prices once again.
Do you see this as the Saudis punishing Joe Biden for having called MBS a pariah and all the rest? Or do you see this as Saudi self-interest? Because with oil going below $80 a barrel, they could see it going down to 70, maybe even in the 60s if this continued, and they, you know, have their own oil budget to deal with.
So you can see it either way. But I think it's important for the U.S. to think about its self-interest, and
What can the president do?
The president could adopt a strategy that takes advantage of the oil reserves that we have. We can insulate ourselves to a much greater extent than we are and still maintain his climate goals by having some sort of price on carbon that gives people incentives to shift away from these fuels. And that's a strategy that's been explored a lot. They rejected it in favor of saying no to coal, no to oil, and that leaves them exposed to these international shifts. So I think they've got the wrong climate strategy, and it's backed them into a corner on oil again and again. They might want to rethink that.
It's backed them into a corner over and over and over again. I don't think Andrea Mitchell of NBC News was exactly expecting that kind of answer. But it's always nice to hear someone when they actually tell you the truth about what's going on. We don't have to be in this situation. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to worry about what's happening in China, Russia, or the Middle East. I mean, I know it sounds like ancient history, but you know, back in 2021, before he started doing all these things, we were energy independent. I want you to think about what you were paying back then versus what you're paying now. It's pretty clear what's going on. And part of the reason that we're in this situation is because this president, in my opinion, truly, truly does not know what he's doing. Listen to this. This is back where he was at this manufacturing plant, which I find kind of interesting because he's at this manufacturing plant where there are all these gigantic diesel motors all around him, all these diesel engines. Wait a minute. I didn't think you liked that stuff, Mr. President.
Let me close this. The last few years, we've faced some of the most difficult challenges in our history. We're making real progress, helping folks just a little bit more and giving them a little bit more breathing room. We just have to keep going. And I know we can. For everything we've been through, I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire career. My word. I've never been more optimistic. Just remember who in hell we are. We're the United States of America. There's nothing we've ever set our mind to.
Whoa!
We've not been able to do. Nothing.
Oh! He's mad.
Folks, nothing's beyond the capacity if we work together. So that's my hope. After this election, there'll be a little return to sanity. We'll stop this bitterness that exists between the parties and have people working together. Because I tell you what, we can own the 21st century. Not a joke. We can own. There's not a single other nation in the world.
Now, help me understand something. This probably is a rhetorical question, because I do understand. But why do we have to wait till after the election? Because is he saying that right now that all the ills of this country are because of Republicans who don't control anything in the federal government? They don't control the Congress. They don't control the House. They don't control the Senate. They don't control the White House. Supreme Court's over there independent doing its own thing. So if he thinks that we can't get things done now, then, and he wants unity, why doesn't he have unity now? You see, it's just words. It's just a word salad. That's all it is. It's just a simple word salad because he doesn't have a clue what's really going on. It's sad. I know it's sad. So let me just close with this reminder of your, our president.
Please have a seat. Thank you very much. Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.